this afternoon that we can drink, that we're filled with the Holy Spirit. If you're not yet filled but with the baptism, we must search, we must seek till we find it. And then when you find it, it's easier to wait on the Lord. There's a fountain within us, hallelujah. And we've been drinking from that fountain a long time. I like to drink water. And some places, the water isn't so good. Here at camp, it's delicious, it's good. And we like to drink it. In New York, we have wonderful water. And it's so good, that drinking the water in New York. My nephews and nieces, some are here from New Jersey. I'm sorry if I, what I'm going to say. My nephews and nieces would come from Elizabeth, New Jersey. And the first thing they did, as soon as they got in our house, they turned on the faucet and drank that water because it was so good. And it's still good, it's still good. But the water from Jesus is even better. It's even better, that water from Jesus. And it comes from being filled with the Holy Spirit. And that's one of the main promises, the promise of the Father to fill us with the Holy Spirit. Yesterday I mentioned how, you've heard that story so many times, I'm embarrassed to tell it again, but I was filled right here in this room, very quiet. And Sister Pearl was filled there in Ridgewood. She had been a missionary, she was in her 40s. She had been a missionary in China, and she was a good Christian and served the Lord diligently. But she knew something was missing, and that was the baptism. She needed that. And in those days, I remember when I went to school as a child, if they asked me what church I came from, the Ridgewood Pentecostal, oh, you're the Holy Rollers. You know, I never saw anyone roll on the floor. But they didn't like it in those days. But now it's changed. Wherever you go, people want to be filled with the Holy Spirit. And it's Jesus doing it within us. And one of the ministers said, I believe it was Martha Robinson said, the baptism of the Holy Spirit is an advanced step in the knowledge of God, whereby Jesus is made real to the soul. And that's what happens. Suddenly Jesus becomes so precious to us and what he does for us. And it never stops. It keeps going. But you have to keep drinking. If you stop drinking, it can dry up. And you have to keep going to meetings where you can praise the Lord. If you don't have that, you have to do it at home. But the best thing is to get with people that are praising the Lord. And Brother Hans Waffel, we call him Uncle Hans, he said to Sister Pearl Young when she was filled with the Holy Spirit and she had to go back to Canada, Nova Scotia, he said, find the way to shout. She was a quiet person, very reserved. But she obeyed. Anything that Brother Hans told her, Brother Hans Waffel, anything that Brother Edwin told her, she would obey. And now she'd obey you if she were here. She knew they were walking with Jesus. And she knew that was the right way, and she obeyed. And that's why she got the blessing, and that's why she was a blessing to many. She was really a lover of Jesus, hallelujah. And she went there and she started to praise. We have a young man here in our midst. When he heard at first that we have to praise the Lord, if you don't praise the Lord, you're going to fail. That's what we've been taught too. So we have to praise the Lord and get it into our bones. And it, after a while, it just comes naturally. All of a sudden, you say, hallelujah, and you forget where you are. Once I was in a restaurant with some of our people, and all of a sudden, I said, and the waiter looked at me. But it just comes naturally because there's such a joy in following Jesus and being filled with him. And he learned, too. He could give his testimony. He learned, too, to praise the Lord. And at first, when you start, it's not so easy. But then the Lord takes over. And Brother Edwin told us that he praises in us. When we're in the meeting, maybe you start out and you think it doesn't sound so good. All of a sudden, Jesus comes. It's in the Bible in Hebrews, and he praises through us. And then it's different. Hallelujah. And so he praised the Lord, this brother. He comes to our Chinese church. I know him for many years. They used to have students up in Rochester, and we'd have Thanksgiving retreat and also Memorial Day retreat, and we still do that. And one day, as he was praising the Lord filled him with the Holy Spirit. It just came natural. It came natural. And he spoke in tongues. The tongues are important, but the main thing is Jesus fills us and comes to us. Hallelujah. And that happened in Taiwan, too. Young people would be filled with the Holy Spirit, and Sister Pearl would ask them, "When were you filled?" "Oh, when we were praising the Lord. Suddenly the Lord filled them." Hallelujah. And Jesus is so precious, what he's doing. And so that promise is forever from the Father, the promise from the Father. I'm so glad we're hearing about the promises because the Lord, this last Sunday, he already gave us the verse in our Chinese churches for the next year. And it's about the promises in 2 Peter 1. There it says, whereby are given great and precious, is in Chinese, it's yo ji da yo bao gui. I think we all should learn Chinese. So if you, bao gui, that is precious. And it's wonderful to praise Jesus. It can take you through any trial and can keep you singing and happy. And if you have an instrument, keep playing that instrument and singing to Jesus. It will change your life. It will heal you of your sicknesses. And he'll come to us in a special way. Oh, I thank him for that. And this afternoon, I thank him also that we can learn to wait upon the Lord. And we can learn to get close to Jesus. It's getting close to him. Recently, among the Chinese-speaking people in Taiwan especially, but other places too, people from other churches, we have many churches there that were established years ago from workers that trained under Sister Pearl Young, and other churches now, none of the other churches praise the Lord. Not our churches in the fellowship, but other churches there in Taiwan. Good people, some of them very earnest, but a lot of them are learning to praise the Lord. And the earth is going to be filled with it's already filled with his glory, and it's going to be filled more and more with his glory and with his presence. Here it's so easy to touch Jesus. A man came here last year. One of the Chinese men, he came from Taiwan. He was used to, I found out later, he was a very famous man in Taiwan. I didn't know it. But he felt so good up here. He had some trouble. I don't know what kind of trouble, but he had some trouble. He said, "Could I stay here?" He wanted to ask me if I could get him permission to stay here for another 6 months. He wanted to stay here, and he said, "I feel so much better here than in Taiwan." I don't know why. You can feel the same thing in Taiwan, Jesus, but he felt it was so good here. And it's true, this place is so special because Jesus is here and his presence is here. But we can have it at home, too. We can have that fountain within and rejoicing in Jesus all the time. And I'm so glad that it doesn't get worse, it gets better. Everything you have to keep saying, it's going to be better. It's getting better. And it will, if you believe that. And that's how it is with Jesus. And we have verses that we love in the Bible, so many. The more I read this word of God, the more precious it becomes. Even some of the verses that we don't maybe think they're not so special. But every verse, my sister reads all those verses with the names. She reads every name. and she reads it sometimes out loud, and she says, it's all precious. It's Jesus in this Bible. Every book in this Bible tells us more about Jesus. And some of those verses, for instance, we know them by heart. The path of the just is as the shining light that shineth more and more unto the perfect day. And that's true, the path of the just. Yesterday we read that verse in Romans 14 where we read about the kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but righteousness and what else? Joy and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. And he that in these things serves God and is acceptable to God and approved of men. And here it speaks about the kingdom of God. And we often pray the prayer, in Chinese we say, Zhu Dao Wen. And somebody gave me some this last time in Taiwan. And I've given them, I had a few of them, I've given them out. And it says there, we're all familiar with it, Thy kingdom come. And we think, oh, it's coming sometime in the future, but it's now. From the baptism, from the day of Pentecost, that kingdom has been established. And Jesus is the great king. And as we obey him, he comes, he sets us into his presence. And as we pray, Thy kingdom come. And this is the way to have the righteousness, peace, and joy in our hearts. And as soon as we disobey this, we don't have much of the kingdom. We have to keep on, keep on. No matter what happens, we have to let Jesus. We don't have it ourselves. We don't have that righteousness ourselves, but Jesus has it. And he wants to establish his righteousness within us. And then that peace and joy. Now, and I just mentioned the churches in Taiwan, not our own there, but other churches. The reason so many are coming here now to Pilgrim Camp with Brother Jack Chow, they want to learn more about Neizai Shenghua. That's the Chinese. Neizai Shenghua. And that's the inward life. The inward life. But that phrase, everybody should have the inward life. All Christians. Shouldn't be something special. But it is special because Jesus comes to us. And you find that as soon as you're filled with the Holy Spirit, you want to be filled with him, and you want to please him and live for Jesus and do what he wants us to do. And he changes us. I heard a testimony today. A sister told me as soon as she was saved, really saved, there came a change in her life. She couldn't smoke anymore. She just left her. That same testimony came. There were two young men that came to one of our retreats up in Rochester, or was it in Oswego, somewhere up there. We had it every year, but one year I took those two men, young men, students from Stony Brook. Shifu Jiaohui is the name of the church. And Dongqiang and Wenxiang. He's one of them is in Hong Kong now. He's a professor in the school there. The other one is in Stony Brook. And now he serves the Lord in that church. He's one of their leading brethren, serves the Lord. And they get young people. I just heard one Sunday, just you told me Sunday a few weeks ago, they had six students from one of the Stony Brook University. They gave their hearts to the Lord. And they're filled with joy. And these two young men, they were just beginning to come to the Lord when they came to our retreat over there. We know them over 20 years now. And they asked me questions on the way up in the car. Then up there, when they saw us praising the Lord, they thought we were a little queer. And they walked out of the meeting. But then they came back and they started doing it too. And they found that it works. There's something to it, praising the Lord. And you know what happened to them? They were both smokers. I didn't know. But they said as soon as they came to Jesus, He took that all away. They had no more interest in smoking. See what Jesus can, he can do miracles. I love the story of Moni's mother. I wish she would tell us it, that story. It's such a wonderful story about her mother being healed that it just thrills you. It's like a story in the Bible. And we have experiences in our daily lives. Things are real and precious, just as they were in the Bible. And Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And so those young men, that desire for smoking left them. Oh, may it come to many, many more people today. There are other things. Today there are other addictions, even to the internet and to their iPad, and they play those games. They get on it addicted. They go through the night maybe playing the games. And where does it get them? Doesn't get them anywhere. But as we seek Jesus and he comes to us, he's so precious. One of the verses I've always loved as a child is, we know it by heart in Chinese, it's Wo yi yong yan de ai ai ni, yin si yi zi ai xi yi ni. I have loved thee with an, Jeremiah 31:3. I have loved thee with an everlasting love. Therefore, with loving kindness have I drawn thee. And he does that. That impressed me, that verse, so much as a child. And I loved the book of Song of Solomon, where Jesus says to us, draw me. There's a lot I didn't understand as a child. I still don't understand it all. But there are such precious words in that book that if you do what it says and you believe those words, it binds you to Jesus. It comes and draws your heart to him. Draw me. We will run after thee. What a wonderful word. I never get tired of praying that. Draw me. We will run after thee. And Jesus puts his hand on our lives and he keeps us. He sets us into his presence that we might live with him. And in the beginning, maybe it's a bit difficult. You have to work at it. But after a while, it's always there. You don't go out anymore. Wherever you go, you're there with Jesus. And that joy and that peace, and that's just, he does it. It's not you, it's him. He's doing it, and here at camp too, he's doing this. I'm so glad for these precious promises. And this next year, beginning now, we want to learn more promises, don't we? Our church there, and God has done so much. He's so precious and so wonderful. And the promise he gave us last year was, now the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing. It's always joy and peace and righteousness. And who doesn't want joy and peace and righteousness? Everybody wants it. And one day, I tell this to the, some of you've heard so many of my stories. This is all old stuff to them. But one day I was, I travel so much. And one day I was at the airport again, and I saw a Lao Wai. A Lao Wai is a foreigner. We say foreigners to the Americans, and the Americans are not foreigners, but we say anyone that's born here is to us, to me too, because I'm half Chinese now. Lao Wai, Lao Wai. So then I saw this Lao Wai, a lady, she was elderly. She had a big pin on here, and it was a Chinese character. You know, we Americans like to see Chinese characters. We think that's such beautiful art. For instance, the character for righteousness is Yi. That's how you say it, Yi. And it's the character for lamb on top, and underneath the lamb is the character for me. Or me is war. And that's righteousness. Isn't that wonderful? That's in the Chinese language. Who put it there? Jesus did. Also, the word for come, it's a big man on a cross and two little men next to it. And that's the word for come. It's marvelous things. Also, the word for boat is Joe, you got Joe and eight mouths. Joe is an ark, like Noah's ark. Joe and eight is Ba. If your license plate number has a lot of eights, you're very lucky. The more eights you have, the better it is. My sister was born on 8/8, August 8th. So one year it was ba, 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 8/8/8/8. And that was a special year. I told her, you're born on a special day, 8/8/8/8. And we have our special dates too. And there it is in that character for boat. Eight mouths. And that's the story of Noah's Ark, isn't it? So all those things, they're so precious. Then there are other precious things in the Chinese language about Nei Zai Sheng Huo, the inner life. Sister Pearl would say, Li Li Wai Wai, Li Li Wai Wai. Not, and if you interpret that into English, it's funny. Inside, inside, outside, outside. Inside, inside, and outside, outside. That's how Jesus wants to fill us. And he's doing that in these days. I'm so glad I can be here and breathe this wonderful air, the wonderful sunshine, but even better, the sunshine Jesus gives us in every meeting. And breathing in this air in the meetings, it does something. You breathe it in, and he comes to you and fills you more with himself. Another verse we love, oh, there's so many we love. Sister Pearl used to like to tell us in Psalm 27, one thing have I desired of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. In the Chinese, it's Jan Yang Ta De Rong Mei. Every meeting, we can behold his beauty. He's here. And Brother Hans Walfo, Uncle Hans, said, some people bring the presence of Jesus to the meeting. There are often many of us, if we live carefully, we bring the presence of Jesus. We've seen our ministers, how they walk with Jesus. And you would see Uncle Hans come into the meeting. As soon as he came into the church, he took off his hat in reverence to Jesus. Now the men don't wear so many hats, but then they did. And he walked, and his walking in, Brother Edwin too, and our ministers, they bring Jesus to the meeting. But each one of us can bring Jesus to the meeting. Some people have to be reminded he's there. And there are some people that find Jesus in the meeting. And we can choose what class of person we're going to be. We can be those that wherever we go, it's only the grace of God, only his love, only what he's done, that he sets us into his presence and helps us to bring that presence wherever we go. And we find that he walks with us and he does the work within us and outside too. He does all that work. And then we remember, Sister Pearl would also mention, we're all familiar, Mary, she chose the better part. And I found out the people that choose the better part, they're not lazy. They weren't like Martha. But I found out Sister Pearl, she was not lazy. There wasn't a lazy bone in her. If she had an extra night, we didn't have many extra nights, but she would go sometimes take a bus, and she was already elderly, and she'd go and visit someone. And she was busy for Jesus. She didn't lack in busyness for Jesus. And I know our ministers are that way too. Busy for Jesus. There's always something to do for him. Always somebody to encourage. Phone calls come. They come and want you to pray for this, pray for that. But if we're not in walking with Jesus, we have nothing to give them. But Jesus within us, as we take time to wait on him, he does the work, and he wants to set us into his presence. And yesterday I mentioned something from, I have it here, it's all worn out. I have to rewrite it. But this was that prayer that Uncle Hans prayed for me. Brother Eddie reminded me, 45 years. Never get to think that you are important, but always think that Jesus is important, and that the one important thing in your life is to abide in him, and that he's opened his great heart to shut you in with himself, no matter what others do. You be one that learns this great lesson and practices the abiding life. And there is that secret place of the Most High God, and all its provisions are meant for you. And he also said, Jesus, bind her. Give her the ability and the stability that will make her to abide in the Lord Jesus Christ, no matter what voices may call. Oh, Jesus, bind her to thyself. Unite her to thyself by the power of the Holy Ghost. And last, he prayed, and do equip her for all that you've chosen her to do. So the main thing, that main thing was to abide in Jesus. I'm still learning. I want to learn it better, to abide in him all the time, looking to him. Then there was another verse in Corinthians, 2 Corinthians 3. We often heard this verse. But we all, with open face, beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord, are changed into the same image from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of the Lord. And as we wait upon him, he changes us. We can't do it. We can't change ourselves, but he does it. He knows how to change you and me, and he knows how to give us the right trials and temptations come into our lives to change us. So we want to thank him all the time, because he's working a great work, and he needs to have people in these last days that will make a way for Jesus to come. He wants to come back, but he needs a way. He needed a way. He needed vessels when he came the first time, but now the second time he's coming, he needs folks. He needs vessels, a vessel, our bodies. Our bodies are so important. We each one have a different body, we're different, but treasure that body. Jesus has created this body because he wants to own it. He wants to possess it. Sometimes the young people in Taiwan would pray, "May Iga Shibao, every cell of my being is for Jesus." And we can believe that. Every part of my body, soul, and spirit for Jesus, because we want to welcome him. In every meeting, we say, we welcome you, Jesus, and continue to do that work in us and draw us to yourself. And so these bodies, what we think, what we say, our words, they all have an effect on what we are, and Jesus wants to control us, body, soul, and spirit. That's why he came. That's why he's baptized us with the Holy Spirit, to shut us in with himself, so that he can get the glory, he can get the honor, and do that great work within us. We want to be like Jesus. We remember Brother Edwin's testimony. As a young boy, they visited Mrs. Robinson. And on the way home, they had to sing for her. And on the way home, he had tears. Jesus, I want to be like you. I want to be like you. And without knowing it, Jesus put that desire in his heart. And we all have that desire, don't we? We want to be like Jesus. And we want to see if all of America, all the people in it. When I was a little girl, I thought everybody was a Christian. And then I thought, oh, the Germans are Christians. But they're not all Christians. Some of them are very stubborn, right? I guess some, yeah, most of them. And different nation. Maybe you thought another nationality, they were all Christians. But then I grew up, went to school. It was more simple in those days. And I found out they're not Christians. I thought, why aren't they Christians? Jesus is so wonderful. And but now today he's working mightily. I've seen him work among the Chinese people. When I first came to Taiwan 45 years ago, we were praying for China because many of our people were what we called Waishengren. Waishengren is outside province Chinese, and they were from China. They had come to Taiwan, and they prayed earnestly for their loved ones there in China. Some were going through deep trials, and God answered the prayer. And now the door is open. You can fly right from Taiwan to China. I was studying Chinese every day there, going to school, and one night, I had a shortwave radio, and I listened, and a lady said from China, Jishi Shanghai. Oh, we had to learn the Chinese dialect from, we said in those days, Beiping. Now you say Beijing. And the Chinese dialect is, it has the R's in it, the Beiping. And we were taught to say, but then I said it to the children in Gungguan in Taiwan. They didn't know what I was saying. And I said, we're sing together. And then I told the teacher, they don't understand me. She said, oh, in Taiwan we say, like that. And so we learned that. But in those days, she said, oh, you were listening to China. We don't dare do that. There was a block there, a wall. You couldn't listen to anything from China. So I said, okay, I won't do it either. I didn't want them to send me away, so I didn't do it either. But now that door is open, and the door is open wider than ever. God has blessed. And so many, I could tell you, story after story, till midnight, of people that have found Jesus. So many instances where they found Jesus, unusual stories, how they've come to this country and found Jesus, and that doors, and God has blessed China and Taiwan. They're all Chinese. And this year, lately, I've been in Japan. They want me to come. And I never was interested in the Japanese people. Because that was not my call. And also I've heard stories. I guess it was a little influence from that. But lately, the last 2 years, I used to go just for the Chinese in Japan, but now there are Japanese too. And the Japanese people, they are in great need. They need Jesus. All over, and you look at them. I was there in July, and I went into the mall, the shopping mall. They have everything, and they're very orderly. They obey rules. If they become Christians, they're very good Christians. But over 30,000 of them commit suicide each year. They're not happy. They don't have hope. And to believe in Jesus is very, very difficult for them. And I got, for the first time, I was able to talk to some of them in Chinese, Mandarin. They wanted to learn Mandarin, so I testified to them. And they were teaching me Japanese. Arigato is thank you. Ohio, that's easy. Good morning. Ohio is good morning. And kawaii, the piano kawaii, that's, you're cute, you know, cute. So a lot of nice words they have, but they don't have Jesus. And so we have to pray for them. And this time coming back from Japan to the States, I got to San Francisco, and then there were so many crowds there, and the planes were all delayed. Finally, my plane was delayed, and I could fly to New York, and it was crowded. We were in the back. And I was just thinking, I don't think I'll go to Japan anymore. I was just thinking that maybe I won't go there anymore. I'll stick to Taiwan. All of a sudden, the flight attendant, a man, he comes down the aisle with a nice glass, a beautiful glass dish with an ice cream sundae, even a cherry on top. And he comes to me and gives it to me. And there were lots of people on the plane. He gives it to me and says, this is for you. I said, how come? Oh, I just walked and chose you. So I had to eat it. I couldn't refuse it. And so I ate it, and then I thought, Jesus gave it to me. Jesus did that. He gave me an ice cream on the plane, because in the back you don't get anything. And then I said, Jesus, I'm sorry. I'll still go to Japan. If you want me to go there, I'll still go. But he does that. And one other thing I want to tell, a story many years ago. My mother went with me to Taiwan 7 times. Only the first time she said, Gerda, wie lang is it noch? She said, she talked in German. Oh, how long is this yet? You know, the trip, it takes about 25 hours, some from door to door, even more sometimes. And after that, she was okay. And then we got to Japan. And all these Japanese flight attendants, they couldn't speak English. If they did, you couldn't understand them, their English. I understand it's hard for them to learn English. And they motioned to me to follow, put my mother in a wheelchair, and I followed, and they took us to a door, that door opened. Then they took us to that went into a truck, and this truck drove to the plane, and then the truck went up like an elevator, opened the door, and we went into the plane a different way. And so then I said to the flight attendant, the lady, I said, our seats are in the back. She said, oh, no, your seats are right here, connoisseur class. In those days, they had connoisseur class. So that word, if you look it up in the dictionary, it's people that know how to enjoy things. So... So we sat down, and sure enough, my mother enjoyed all those nuts. She had all kinds of nuts and a tablecloth and a rose on the table. And she enjoyed that in that larger seat. It was so comfortable. And the Lord impressed me. I prepared these seats for you, the last stretch from Tokyo to Taiwan. And he impressed me. I want you always to sit in connoisseur, not on the plane. I still sit in the back. But I always want you sitting close to me and enjoying me. And so since then, I have a new light. We have to enjoy Jesus. We have to enjoy him. Life sometimes is hard, but we have to enjoy him. And why are we created? They told us years ago, the first thing is to glorify God. We're in his bodies to glorify God. And the second thing is to enjoy him, not only now, but forever. And I found out that's what he's doing. We enjoy him. This afternoon, I'm talking too much again. I used to not like to talk, but Jesus changed me. And I never get scared anymore. It's already many years. Because I let Jesus has to do it. But he wants you to enjoy him. And when I hear people say, oh, they sang a song in Taiwan years ago, not in our church. They sang, Imian Gunsei, Imian Liole. On the one hand, I'm following Jesus. On the other hand, I'm crying. Sometimes we have to cry, but then quickly wipe away your tears and start praising and shouting. And then it's okay. He always helps us. And so I found out it's a life of enjoying Jesus. And that's why he gives us waiting on God meetings, to enjoy him, to get new energy, new life, and new spunk in your life, enthusiasm. One day I said to my mother, oh, I lost my enthusiasm. She said, oh, that comes back again. And it does. She always had an encouraging word. Now I want to tell you a funny story, and then I'll sit down and we can wait on the Lord. I was in Taiwan most of my life. But one day we were invited to this ladies meeting in Puxin. The name of the city was Puxin. Sister Elizabeth and I were invited. And we went on a bus. In those days, they were crowded, and they had chickens sometimes on the bus, and a lot of people. Then we got to Puxin. Some of you are from Taiwan, you know Puxin. And it was raining, and it was cold. And we had to take this a motorized pedicab. And we sat in that pedicab, and the man went in the pedicab, went put, 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 like that. And it was raining and cold. And we got to the church, and we went in. There was somebody playing a little pump organ, bunk, 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 like that. And the first song, we sat down, the first song, you never believe what it was. Why am I so cold? We were cold. And the first song is, why am I so cold? Well, wait a minute, I'm alone. And so I started laughing. And Sister Elizabeth was on the end of the bench, and I was laughing so hard, maybe the bench was shaking. She looked at me, you know. And but then the next song was even funnier. The next song, we're supposed to be spiritual. The next song is, I remember when I was an old mother cow going my own way. I remember when I was an old mother cow going my own way. You know, Ephraim, that story, I guess. That's supposed to be a very spiritual song. I remember when I'm an old mother cow. We sang that, I couldn't stop laughing. And then after the meeting, oh, and they had all these things to kneel down, these little pads, and lots of tissue boxes, because we were all supposed to cry. And then after the meeting was over, the minister comes to us. Oh, would you like our songbook? Then you know our songs for the next time. Oh, yeah, we'd love to have your songbook. And on the way home, we were reading all the songs. Oh, one of them was, my beloved is to me like a bag of myrrh. But I still have it. I have it in my house, that songbook. You see, to them it was very precious, and I'm sure it was precious to them. But to me it was, but even to us, right? It's funny to you too. And then about a year or two later, Sister Pearl Young was invited on a Saturday morning. And we were supposed to, the minister came and said, look at our songbook and choose a song for the meeting. So Sister Pearl, she was very serious, but she could laugh sometimes. She'd laugh that she'd double over. I don't think you've ever seen, have you seen her do that? She would laugh so hard. And she opened the songbook, and she started laughing so hard. You know what she opened up to? Now it is time to go to sleep. It was 9 o'clock in the morning. Now it is. She said to me, oh, look at this song. I said, I know that song. So sometimes the Lord gives us funny things to laugh. And the more you laugh, the happier you get. And Jesus wants that joy from above. Hallelujah. And let's take some time now to sing a song and wait on the Lord. That's the most important thing. But he loves us. He loves us so much. And he has so many things. Yesterday I told you how he prepared that house for us. I don't think I'll ever get used to it the rest of my life. Every day I have to thank him. But I should thank him even more for himself, that he's given us himself.